True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, we have in Utah the assassination. They're saying suspect. Okay, the killer, Charlie Kirk's killer, is doing his first court appearance. And the way that they do this, and I heard this earlier, Fred, I don't know if you know this, it's they do it via Zoom or something.
Right,
it's video.
It's,
and that's not unusual in cases out there. So here's what's going on as we are live here on 97.1 FM Talk.
A qualified attorney to represent you on your case, Mr. Robinson. Along with their filing of their appearance of counsel, the assigned attorneys must file declarations with the court that outline their qualifications under Rule 8. And Rule 8C, under Rule 8B and Rule 8C, for a counsel appointment in a case where death may be a sentencing option. I'm ordering that those declarations be filed prior to the next hearing date, which is set for September 29th at 10 a.m. Mr. Robinson, I also wish to inform you of your rights against self-incrimination. Anything that you say in court today could be used against you, and we want to protect your constitutional rights. Mr. Robinson, at this time, you will remain in custody without bail. Mr. Skordis, is there any other points that you wish to address?
No, thank you very much, Your Honor.
Turning to the state.
Yes, Your Honor. Chad Grunander for the state. I'm also joined, and they're listed as attendees, Ryan McBride, Lauren Hunt, David Sturgill, and Chris Ballard. We are the trial team on this case. I do have a few points I'd like to bring up with Your Honor. We have filed a pretrial protective order on behalf of Erica Kirk. We would ask the court to review that. It should be in your queue, Your Honor, and sign that.
Thank you. I have reviewed the pretrial protective order and will be issuing this pretrial protective order in favor of Erica Kirk. Is there any other business that we need to address today, counsel?
Just for the court's information, we did file just recently within the last few minutes a notice of intent to seek the death penalty that was filed by Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray. So that should be in the court's file. Lastly, I would just indicate to the court and to, at this point, Mr. Robinson, that we are prepared to collect all of the discovery in this matter and get that turned over to the defense as soon as possible. Rule 16 requires us to provide what we have relied on in charging the information and bringing these charges within 5 days once it's requested. So that'll be prepared to disseminate to the defense as soon as possible.
Thank you, Mr. Grunander. Mr. Robinson, what I also want to do is you have the right to have the charges read that you stand charged of, and I wish to read those two to you at this time.
Again, this is live in Provo, Utah. This is a feed from KSTU television out there. The judge is Tony Graff.
Mr. Robinson, for count one, aggravated murder, a capital felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-5-202, in that on September 10th, 2025, in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, intentionally or knowingly caused the death of Charlie Kirk under the following circumstances. The defendant knowingly created a great risk of death to another individual other than Charlie Kirk and the defendant. Notice conviction of this offense may carry the death penalty or pursuant to Utah Code 76-3-207.7, a mandatory term of imprisonment for life without parole or an indeterminate term of not less than 25 years, that may be for life. Victim targeting enhancement in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-3-203.14 sub 2. Tyler James Robinson intentionally selected Charlie Kirk because of Tyler James Robinson's belief or perception regarding Charlie Kirk's political expression. Notice if the trier of fact finds beyond a reasonable doubt that the victim targeting enhancement applies, the sentencing judge or the Board of Pardons and Parole shall consider the defendant's selection of the victim as an aggravating factor. Violent offense committed in the presence of a child aggravating factor, the sentencing judge or the Board of Pardons and Parole shall consider as an aggravating factor in their deliberations that the defendant committed a violent criminal offense in the presence of a child. Count two, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, a first-degree felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-11-210 sub 2 and 3C, in that on September 10th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant Tyler James Robinson discharged a firearm in the direction of Charlie Kirk, knowing or having reason to believe that Charlie Kirk may be endangered by the discharge of the firearm and that the act caused serious bodily injury to Charlie Kirk. Victim targeting enhancement in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-3-203.14 sub 2. Tyler James Robinson intentionally selected Charlie Kirk because Tyler James Robinson's belief or perception regarding Charlie Kirk's political expression. Notice if the trier of fact finds beyond a reasonable doubt that the victim targeting enhancement applies, the sentencing judge or the Board of Pardons and Parole shall consider the defendant's selection of the victim as an aggravating factor. Violent offense committed in the presence of a child, aggravating factor. The sentencing judge or the Board of Pardons and Parole shall consider an aggravating factor in their deliberations that the defendant committed a violent offense in the presence of a child. Count three, obstruction of justice, a second degree felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-8-306 sub 2, in that on September 10th, 2025 in Utah County, the defendant Tyler James Robinson, with intent to hinder, delay, or prevent the investigation, apprehension, prosecution, conviction, or pursuant to any person regarding conduct that constitutes a criminal offense, conceal or remove the firearm used to shoot Charlie Kirk, and the conduct that constitutes an offense would be a capital felony or a first-degree felony. Count four, obstruction.
So Tony Graff is the Utah 4th District judge here who is reading down the list of these charges, seven all in all. There's aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, two counts of obstruction of justice, two counts of witness tampering, commission of a violent offense in the presence of a child. Now, what we're looking at is a live feed from the courtroom, and the TV station in Provo, KTSU, is putting up a picture on one side of the booking, you know, shot of the suspect. And then on the other side of the screen right now, you see him live. It looks like he's wearing some sort of bulletproof vest or something along those lines,
it
doesn't
does,
it?
Yeah,
and
it does, yeah.
And it doesn't even look like he has a shirt on. So he's covered by a green vest of some sort. He's sitting very stoically, doesn't look altogether too different than he did in the pictures that have emerged from him, outside of the fact that I think he's got a little bit more facial hair because several days have gone by. We were wondering if we would hear from him at all in this whole courtroom, you know, experience here, but we're going to keep our ears on it for a couple more minutes and see what happens.
Instituted or intended to prevent an official proceeding or investigation, and attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony, information, a document, or an item, to wit, directing his roommate to delete incriminating text messages. Count six.
Yeah, so the most compelling information that we've gotten today came from the district attorney or the prosecutor in this area who, and we're going to air this in about an hour. Fred and I thought it was so compelling. It's like 4.5 minutes where they read the text exchanges, but it's riveting when you
hear
how they, you know, so what they're mentioning now is some of the things that he tried to get the roommate, who is transitioning, by the way, to do to cover up his crime.
And attempted to induce or otherwise cause his roommate to withhold testimony or information, to wit, directing his roommate to stay silent if the police question the roommate. Count seven, violent offense committed in the presence of a child, a Class A misdemeanor in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-3-203.10. Sub 2 in 76.
Right, we're gonna cut out of this right now, and then we're certainly going to roll. And if there's an interchange or an exchange between the assassin and the court, we'll certainly have that for you here this afternoon. We'll have more coverage with Brad Young after 5 o'clock. And again, I'm going to play the audio really is quite something from, you know, the transcript of the text exchange, which is extremely revealing, leaving no doubt about the motive of this crime.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You know, I mentioned before, I'm very excited about the celebration next year, and I'm very excited that Democrats will not be taking the helm of the 250th birthday of our nation. But, you know, there's some questions that have emerged over, certainly over the last few years, about how much kids in, you know, like my daughter's age are being taught civics. And Liam Julian, who's the director of public policy at an organization called the Sandra Day O'Connor Institute for American Democracy, wrote about this topic, when and why did Americans stop teaching civics? I think it's a big deal, and Liam's going to join us at the bottom of the hour after this, which is next.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, happy National Guacamole Day.
Oh, yeah.
I love me some guacamole, That is nothing compared to my husband. He loves it. Now, he will evaluate, okay, is this avocado not ripe enough? Because I'm not sure I can eat it. I mean, serious stuff.
I'm with him. And, you know, here's the difficulty. I've been down with my dear friends, John and Cindy Lynch, to Todos Santos, Mexico, and I've had the best guacamole ever had in my life.
Oh.
I don't like any of the, you know, the prepackaged guacamole.
Of course
I love
not.
Guacamole, but I hate the prepackaged stuff.
It's because it's terrible.
Thank you.
Yes, you just have to make your own,
right.
Fred.
Oh, I agree. Make your own.
It's also National Play-Doh Day. By the way, my mother used to make our own Play-Doh. Did that happen? Is that weird? Did you guys have that?
No. Make your own Play-Doh?
Yeah, she made it. I guess we were too poor to have the stuff from the can. So she made it and then gave it to us, and sometimes it'd still be hot. And you'd smelled, and you watched her make it, you think, should I taste that? Of course you did. You
of
shouldn't.
Course.
You
yeah.
shouldn't. It's not that
I
good.
I always would find some really old and hard behind a bed or something like that.
I don't remember ever having Play-Doh for any of my kids. The older kids.
Really?
Maybe there were, but no, I don't remember Play-Doh being. Now they have this, you know, what's this stuff, the squishy stuff that they play with?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Gets everywhere. Alexa has that stuff. Can't remember the name of it. But yeah, I haven't had a Play-Doh reference on the show for quite some time, so congratulations.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And it's also, now I love this, Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day. Now, I could take or leave the raisins, but I have the recipe for Grandma Thomas cinnamon swirl bread. It's quite tasty.
Can I have that?
Yeah, I'll
Would
pass
you share
along.
That with me? I'd
Absolutely.
Love to try that.
All right.
And I could go either way with the raisins. I like raisins.
Yeah, for some reason in the bread, it's fine. Fred?
I'm anti-raisin.
Oh, my goodness. Are you really?
Very pro-cinnamon.
Okay, there you go.
All right.
Fair
all
enough.
Right. You don't even like it in the bread. You'd
no,
pick it out.
No.
I think if I had my choice, I'd say no raisins. Even though I'm not anti-raisin, like in an oatmeal cookie or something.
Yeah. In an oatmeal cookie, I prefer a chocolate chip just because I think they're a disappointment when you get a raisin instead of a chocolate chip, really in any circumstance.
Man, we have some strong opinions about raisins on the show.
There needs to be it in the bread.
Congressional hearing or something.
I dressed up as a raisin once.
I'm sorry, what's happening?
In a campaign parade in Afton Days, I was representing a candidate, and I walked around saying, raisin votes. For Kenny Meyer, and
oh
I was
did you really?
As a raisin. Yeah.
Are there
any pictures?
Of this?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was decades ago.
Oh, well, that's so disappointing.
That really is because Fred, how'd they do the top part? Was it your head like out of a raisin costume?
It's all a mystery. I don't remember.
One wonders.
It was hot.
On this day in history,
did
I bet it was hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, that's
did
what
you
remember.
Have on purple tights?
No.
Okay. On this day in history, 41 years ago, in 1984, this show premiered. There's some music that goes here.
Some loud music that goes here, too.
Wow.
Sorry about that. Oh, it was 84 when Miami Vice started.
1984.
Yeah.
And, of course, it starred Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas, Crockett and Tubbs. It became so popular, its famously 80s-sounding theme song, which we're hearing now, went to number one on the charts. And, of course, you know it's Jan Hammer. He did the whole thing. And so if you watch the video, it's just him watching Miami Vice behind, like, a, you know, some sort of machine that makes noise. Yeah. It's not an exciter.
There's this whole period, I would say, and really, I can nail it from 1984 probably till 1990 or so, where I just did not pay a lot of attention to, you know, episodic television because it was in the aftermath. I graduated. I was in college for some of that, graduated. So late night television, I was all over it, like Letterman and that. There probably were some shows that I recorded, but TV was not my priority back in that era. So I never really watched a lot of Miami Vice. Everyone else did, right?
Well, I didn't really either, but I remember the style, right? The pushed up suit jacket things. Did you have a Miami Vice, Fred, a phase?
I watched it a lot, but I don't think I ever dressed
That's
that
fair.
Way.
Well, it was so big time, they had an entire soundtrack album. And that's where Glenn Frey's Smuggler's Blues was.
Sure.
So they did the whole thing. Also, 32 years ago today, in 1993, was when Frasier premiered on NBC. It ran for how many seasons? Guess on that one, Fred.
12.
That's pretty good, no.
14.
11.
See, and 11 I should know that.
11 seasons of Frasier.
So you might remember 2 years ago, and I've done this with a variety of shows, but I kind of pick shows to fall asleep to late at night. And Frasier, I got through probably 6 or 7 seasons of Frasier before I just sort of, it wore on me, and then I stopped. And I never watched the reboot. You know, they have a reboot of that as well.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that either.
But what I will say about the original Frasier is it holds up as being sharply written. You had the best writers in television, because we didn't have streaming at the time, working on shows like that, and it was exceptionally well written and acted.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of stuff always survives. Robert Redford passed away in his home this morning. He was 89, and he was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. And he and his first wife had 4 kids, and he has an amazing career. Fred, what'd you find? You have like a montage?
Yeah, a montage of some of his famous moments.
I'll jump first.
No.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim!
I'm a very good loser.
Better than I am.
Man, was that beautiful.
I thought for sure he was on to us.
No, you had him all the way. All the way.
Luther. Good God. We're millionaires.
Should have had the natural
I couldn't tell what that was.
Yeah, I was trying to think what that was. Could have been the sting.
Maybe.
They said we're millionaires.
Everything from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid in 1969 with Paul Newman, and apparently they were great buddies.
Paul Newman would have been 100 years old this year. He was born. I looked this up just because I wanted to know how long ago it was that we lost him. He was born in January of 1925. He died in September of 2008, so it's been a little bit.
I had a crush on Robert Redford. I mean, he was so handsome. 3 Days of the Condor is such an underrated, but what a good movie, 1975. But I really loved him in Electric Horseman.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that
not
crowd.
Not liking quite as much
in
as you did,
in 1979. I bought the book. I loved it so much. Okay. But he had an incredible career, and Robert Redford was 89.
And my favorite one?
Which, do tell.
Naturally, was The Natural.
Oh, The Natural's so good. Oh, so good. And The Sting, if you haven't watched that in a while, go back and watch it. It is so good.
When I first heard about this morning and they referenced The Sting, that's a movie, and I've gone through these periods too where I've gone back to the 70s and early 80s, and I'd like to watch that one again.
Yes, it's so good. I've watched it in the last 5 years.
Do you know,
it's really good.
I'm going to do a little search here to help the, where is The Sting streaming, right?
Oh, yeah, and I can't remember, of course, even though I did just watch it.
I can tell you here.
Okay.
Hopefully, it says it's available on Amazon Prime, but I think you have to rent it.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
It was
No, it says the Netflix. Watch The Sting. So that's out there somewhere.
Okay. Enjoy it. It's a great soundtrack, too.
Oh, wait a second. Here you go. This is what I love about the AI. Okay. Is The Sting available on Netflix? Yes. A movie titled The Sting is available, but it's important to note that it's a horror film from 2024, not
what?
The classic 73 Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that one I think you have to rent on a platform, but you can still find it out
That's
there.
That's funny.
If you want the horror Sting, you can get that now.
No, thank you. Elton John underwent a double knee replacement last year. Okay. And had the kneecaps made into jewelry. Okay.
Ooh.
Like you do, Fred.
What?
Well, the right one became a necklace, and the left one he turned into a brooch. His jewelry designer said, quote, "We baked them." Well, we had to bake them to dry them out, and they get raw like a pumice stone and very porous, so we had to paint them with acetate and then just polish him up. Like you do, Fred.
Oh,
you
yeah.
understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Elton's right kneecap was turned into a gold-plated necklace. And it looks like, quote, an old artifact from Egypt. It has an engraved phrase in Latin on it, on the back, that translates to, quote, "I will no longer bow to any man." Okay. Hmm. I don't know why we have to do that. And finally, in Sue's news, now I have a Today's Random Fact that is specifically for Mark Reardon, who is having an issue with these.
Okay.
Here is today's random fact.
Is it about armadillo?
Female armadillos almost always give birth to identical quadruplets. So every time they give birth, four more armadillos who are identical are born.
Well, they're all trying to get grubs and worms and food out of my yard because it's so dry out in the woods right now.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You know, Sue, I think I told you I went to Columbia on Saturday and was generously offered a football ticket from our friend Steve Butt, state representative. And we, you know, we had a lot of time in the car together to talk and share stories. And you know, one of the things we were talking about was the education issue. And, you know, I mentioned we were talking a little entertainment, too. And I said, you know, I don't even know how we got on this topic of World War II and the Greatest Generation. But I told him, you know, I've watched Band of Brothers three times. I rewatched it last year. And I've always expressed this concern, which I think is properly placed, that younger people don't have an appreciation for the freedoms that we have. And many of them don't even really understand how our government works, et cetera. We all took civics classes, social studies, whatever, in school. And, you know, I don't even have a sense, and I'm trying to monitor this with my own daughter, who's 10 years old, of how much, you know, she's learning. I kind of poke around and say, hey, what'd you learn in school today?
Right.
When it comes to those particular issues. Actually, sometimes she surprised me with how much she knows about how the government works. And I try to help her along with my own indoctrination, of course. But it is a concern. And, you know, with the 250th birthday of the country, I'm even more concerned. I'm very happy that we'll have the, you know, this administration guiding us through that celebration next year. But Liam Julian, who's the director of public policy at an organization called the Sandra Day O'Connor Institute, named, of course, for the legendary Supreme Court Justice for American Democracy. And they put out a report about why we are stopping teaching civics. Now, my own son is a social studies teacher in the city of Chicago, and I don't like to engage with this topic with him because I worry that we're going to cross over into politics. But we invited Liam to join us this afternoon to talk about some of his concerns. Liam, Julian, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
One of the things I think you find, which is not surprising when you look at this topic of teaching civics in the classroom, is you have a lot of people that just avoid teaching it on purpose because they are trying to limit discussions about politics and social issues in classes. My impression is it's like the obvious that they want to talk about those things, but they want to do it from an indoctrination standpoint. So what do we find here about how much actual civics is being taught in classrooms across the country?
Well, it's a good question. Civics has generally been on the decline since the 1960s, and there are a lot of different reasons for that. The first one really is that the 1960s was the first time that civics became quite controversial. Before that time, civics had just sort of been a core part of American education. But in the 1960s, it becomes controversial, and then we see schools and start to back away from it. So we've kind of been seeing that decline for several decades.
So you work at this organization, which is named for, you know, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, as I mentioned, and you said in a piece that I read, she wrote once that civic education must be understood at its root as education for informed participation in government and society. And she said the goal is for students to have the knowledge to understand the political history of our nation, appreciate different perspectives, craft their own informed opinions, gain the skills to persuasively advocate their views in the public sphere. That sounds a lot like maybe something that a guy that was assassinated a week ago might have been interested in when it comes to debate and sharing information. Going back to my previous comment, though, my concern would be even if civics is being taught in many of these public schools, in particular, Liam, the way that they're being taught, the way that government is being, you know, explained would concern me as a conservative and someone who sees the indoctrination. So I, you know, there's right. A couple of different tiers of questions here. One, I would kind of agree we got to get back to some basic level of civic education because I think we've lost that. But two, can we trust this education system to do that effectively?
Well, that's a good question. And right now what we're hearing from teachers is that they're looking for that guidance. Because to your point, they're hearing different things from the left, different things from the right, and they don't want to be teaching something that is going to, you know, get them in trouble at work. I mean, just like you or me, I mean, we want to do what we're supposed to do at the job, but what we're finding is because right now there's not a lot of agreement about what civics education should be, teachers themselves are just sort of kind of not doing it. I mean, in class, they might be teaching the basics, but those skills that you brought up, Mark, that are so important, mm-hmm. civil discourse, you know, learning how to disagree with people, learning to sort of understand other people's ideas, learning what compromise looks like and how the history of our country is sort of built around that. That's not happening because teachers are, quite frankly, frightened. They're a little bit scared and they don't have the guidance or training that they need to get there. So that's a big concern.
So how do you, and this is basically what, you know, was appealing to me to get you on as a guest because you wrote about this, but how do you reverse course on that? Maybe I would even say, is it possible to reverse course on this at this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, what we've got to do, number one, is, you know, states at the state level have got to start getting, you know, together to write clear civics standards. We got to figure out what is it that students are not getting in class today. I mean, you know, you can look at our society right now, and obviously, you know, you brought up the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and you can see these things. I mean, we're in a society right now where people don't seem to have the skills to listen to points of view that are not their own. And we've got to get back to teaching students how to do that. So at the state level, it means crafting clear civic standards. This is the content that students need to learn about our country in civics classes, and these are the skills that students need to have and be able to demonstrate. And then at the district and school level, that means clear guidance for teachers, okay? Basically saying, these are the standards, and this is how you're going to teach them. This is how you're going to facilitate those controversial discussions about controversial topics. This is how you are going to not, as you point out very astutely, not indoctrinate, but rather encourage your students to investigate different points of view and come to their own conclusions based on the evidence. And how you're going to teach them to talk to other students who disagree with them. I mean, this is so key. And then when you have a teacher who's doing this in a responsible way, it really does mean supporting that teacher and saying, this is what we expect now because we've got to prepare this next generation. And as you said, Justice O'Connor understood that. This is not something that's just passed along through the gene pool. Every generation needs to relearn what it means to be an American citizen.
And this is such an opportunity, don't you think, heading into the 250th, you know, anniversary. I remember the bicentennial very well. I was my daughter's age, so my daughter's basically going to be the same age that I was during the 250th celebration. But, you know, it was kind of staggering when you wrote about this that I found on Real Clear Politics. There was, you know, a number in here that the survey that was done by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found more than 30% of people that were answering questions did not know that there are three branches of government, much less what those branches are and what they do. So that's a fair number of people. Now, some of us, you might be a little younger than I, some of us learned this from Schoolhouse Rock in the 1970s when we were watching our cartoons on Saturday morning. And that's not really an exaggeration. You know, that stuff was repeating itself, how a bill becomes a law, and you sort of were guided. And it was a very catchy way to learn about some things in civics. I would have a very low level of trust in our education system to appropriately teach this particular topic. And that would be my main concern. But I also feel it's important to get back to some of those basics.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, you make a good point. And the 250th anniversary, I think, does provide us an opportunity to go back to those founding documents. And this gets to your point about how we can have more trust, you know, in the education system and in our leaders to help us understand civics. By going back to those founding documents, you achieve a number of things. Number one, you just lower the temperature. You know, you take the civics education away from whatever debate is in the news at the moment, and you ground it in those founding documents and in American history. And that does a number of things. It lowers the temperature, as I said, but it also shows students that we have been having these discussions and debates since this country's inception. That it's core to who we are as Americans to disagree with each other over ideas and then to act with a unity of purpose. And so that is a really great way to get to your concern about the indoctrination, is getting back to those primary sources and really sort of grounding instruction there. I think that's a good place to start. Yeah. And the 250th, I mean, what a great time to do that.
Absolutely. Perfect opportunity. Liam Julian, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts this afternoon on this topic. Very important.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Brad Young, our 97.1 FM Talk legal analyst. Also, he fills in more than just occasionally here on this show and also some others. He's going to join us after 5 o'clock. So there have been some things that have been attributed to Charlie Kirk in the aftermath of his assassination, which have just been patently false. And one of the things that's been shared quite a bit, and there's certainly nuance to it, and I guess I would put this in the category of President Trump and the very fine people quote, where he did not say that white supremacists were very fine people. He was trying to point out, and this is so well done, document, and people still lie about it, that he was talking about people who were there that day just to protest for their Southern heritage, whether it be wrong or right when it comes to the Confederate flag, but they weren't all neo-Nazis that were there, and that got mangled and manipulated, and to this day, he's misquoted, and the legacy media never corrects it. So there's a quote from Charlie Kirk. I've heard the audio. I don't have it right now, but the allegation is that he said, black women do not have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. You have to go steal a white person's slot. So that sounds like it's very inappropriate, right? You wouldn't want to say something like that. So there's a woman by the name of Karen Atia. I don't know her, and I read The Washington Post. She's a columnist. I think maybe even was an editor at The Washington Post. And she tweeted about this, and she attributed that quote to Charlie Kirk. Now, he never said that. What he did was he was naming very specific people. He was talking about Joy Reid, who's an idiot, Michelle Obama, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, who have spoken about how affirmative action benefited them, and then he slammed them for not having the capacity to do it on their merit. So that's the quote that's out there, right? So Karen Atia actually gets fired from the Washington Post, and she goes on Substack, and, you know, starts doing her thing on there. And she, you know, basically says that she has sadness and fear for America among the growing trend of political violence and gun violence in the United States. She slams the Washington Post and says that she was writing that part of what keeps America so violent is the insistence that people perform care, empty goodness, and absolution for white men who espouse hatred and violence. So she deleted that post, and it was from a user who accused her of supporting violence and fascism. So she gets fired. She blames, you know, the post for kind of taking this out of context. But now we have the actual termination letter because this is, I don't know how people get this, Sue, very quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, well.
Yeah, they have, I mean, I don't know if she let it, you know, out there or somebody else. But here's the, here's what the post said to Karen Attia. It was written yesterday. I'm writing to inform you that the post is terminating your employment effective immediately for gross misconduct. Your public comments on social media regarding the death of Charlie Kirk violate the post's social media policies, harm the integrity of our organization, potentially endanger the physical safety of our staff. Among the other requirements, the company-wide social media policy mandates that all employees' social media postings be respectful and prohibit postings that disparage people based on their race, gender, or other protected characteristics. The policy also reminds employees that everything they post is a reflection of the company and should not affect the integrity of the post's journalism. Now, this is something that you and I can relate to, I think, right?
Sure.
One of us in this room has been specifically cited for questionable posts on Twitter over the course of his career and called into the principal's office. And Sue, I think you should correct that behavior. I've tried to get you to do that
right,
over the years, right?
Yes.
No, but I mean, I'm very keenly aware, and I, you know, certainly more than I used to do in the past, I think about what I'm posting, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, it's kind of good, but I still get myself into trouble. What they said here is, and she was on Blue Sky, I guess. I don't really even know Blue Sky, but that's where all the lefties have gone, you know, after they got off Twitter. Your postings on Blue Sky, which clearly identifies you as a post columnist about white men in response to the killing of Charlie Kirk, do not comply with our policy. For example, this is a very detailed letter from HR. You posted, refusing to tear my clothes and smear ashes on my face in performative mourning for a white man that espoused violence is not the same as violence. Part of what keeps America so violent is the insistence that people perform care, empty goodness, and absolution for white men who espouse hatred and violence. So this is fascinating to me. And obviously, I think that the legacy media outlets are doing things a little differently than they have been in the past because they're under threat of lawsuit, et cetera. But they are firing her for being racist. Think about that. They did it because she was racist, right? She's an African-American woman who was espousing racist thoughts about white men. And that's why they fired her. That's what they're citing here. They said, in addition, just last year, Opinions Leadership asked everyone in the Opinions Department to review the newsroom's social media guidelines, attached those guidelines to an email to the department for review, reiterated that email, the bedrock principle that our use of social media must never harm the journalistic integrity or reputation of the Post. And they went on to say, the poor judgment exhibited by your public comments regarding Charlie Kirk arise against the backdrop of documented performance concerns which have been raised with you. Given these concerns, and in light of your recent unacceptable Blue Sky post, we cannot tolerate the risk to your performance, or I'm sorry, we cannot tolerate the risk your performance poses to the Post. And she was let go. So that's fascinating. They say, please remove any reference to your affiliation with the Washington Post in a public-facing profiles immediately. You will receive a separate letter from the Post Benefits Department concerning your eligibility for benefits, blah, blah, blah. In the event that you have left any personal items, we will make arrangements to return them to you. But you tell me, where you're familiar with a case in the legacy media, when an African-American has been let go, a liberal, left-wing African-American let go because of, I guess, what some people would refer to as reverse racism, right? I that's fascinating to me.
Wow.
And she'll probably get a lot of support on Substack. But if you read through the, you know, the minutiae there, it wasn't the first time that she was called into the principal's office. I can say with great confidence that at some point, Sue, over the course of the remaining years of my career, I'll probably hit the door that way because I'll do something or I'll say something and it won't be accepted and then that'll be it. I'm not planning on doing that, and
please
I hope
don't.
It doesn't happen. But you know what I mean? Look, the line is very fine here, and there are things that I do try to think before I press on Twitter or before I retweet. But I will say things on a regular basis that I think are rather innocuous that get responses that are just bizarre. And, you know, all you have to do is type one thing the wrong way, or even if it's interpreted the wrong way, and
well,
you're in big trouble.
Well, that's just it. If it's interpreted the wrong way.
Well, that's the thing with that quote from Charlie Kirk, because people have been spreading that one, you know, nonstop. And I think it's pretty important to have the details of the specifics that he was talking about specific African-American women. You leave that out, you change the quote.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.